You bet. Weekends always start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am the Big E, Elissa Walker-Campbell, having a candid conversation with Chris Taylor, former NFL running back, the Texans, the Patriots, the Saints. He's got the inside scoop. He also's got the inside scoop because he's a producer right here at YSR. Okay, well, let's get back to talking about the Houston Texans. Obviously, I think the fans, one of the reasons they were optimistic about coming into the 2015 season is last year the Texans won 9 games and they had 3 different quarterbacks, and they thought, gosh, for sure, that this is going to be a year we're going to have some stability at the QB position. It just hasn't happened.
Well, they probably wish they had Ryan Fitzpatrick back now.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, because he's doing a decent job with the Jets. But, you know, there was so much hype coming into the season. That's why they was able to get the Hard Knocks series. And a lot of you know, even the media and fans believed that the defense was going to be able to carry them. They'll be able to get an average quarterback. And all he has to do is maintain, be a game manager, and the Texans will be successful. But the defense is doing a bad job, too. You know, J.J. Watt can't be the only guy that's out there making
right.
a play. You know, Vince Wilfork has got to step up. Brian Cushing have to step up. Jonathan Joseph out there on the corner position have to step up. All these guys got to come together in order to create this successful defense. But they're dependent on J.J. Watt, and defenses, I mean, offenses are gashing them. They're gashing them. So they got to step it up all the way around.
Okay, the quarterback position you were talking about defensively, that they've got to take it up another notch. But what are you seeing from the offensive line?
Oh, the offensive line, you know, they're not gelling together. And they don't have their running back, Arian Foster. You know, they have Alfred Blue in there. And they need that guy, Arian Foster. He knows how to set the blocks up. He knows exactly how to like they call it, run to the heels of the offensive lineman. Wait to the last minute to make your cut. So he's able to set his blocks up, which creates these open holes. So a lot of times it depends on who you have back there in the backfield running the football that can help create those open lanes.
But Alfred Blue, he had a nice game against the Redskins, correct?
Yes, he had a nice game, but can he be consistent? He's not Arian Foster. He's a backup type of running back, but he did have a great game, but they need the guy back. They need Arian Foster back.
Okay, Chris Taylor in studio with us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Long overdue. We wanted to have him on our program. Of course, we want you guys to connect with us. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. You were telling all the listeners, Chris, about your website, but they got to go check you out on Twitter. Good stuff, and I know you're a wonderful husband and a proud daddy.
Yeah, they can follow me on Twitter at CBTaylor27. I need to do more tweets. I don't tweet a lot. I need to do more tweeting.
That's because you're not a vain person, you know.
I'm gonna write positive things only. You know, right. If I don't have anything positive to say, I'm not gonna write anything on Twitter.
Very good. Okay, but I do want to get your feedback. Give us a hit on a Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, what kind of progress are you seeing after him bouncing back from such a significant injury?
Right. He's not doing a bad job. He's actually doing a pretty good job out there. Mm-hmm. You know, just coming back from a serious knee injury. A lot of times when you come back from injuries, your confidence is just low. Just low. You know, if I make this cut, is it going to give out on me? Is somebody going to hit me in my knees? So he's actually doing a pretty good job. And hopefully as the season progresses, his knees start feeling more comfortable. He'll begin feeling more comfortable out there on the field. Because with him and J.J. Watt, they can be a dynamic duo. Well, and with Wilfork, they, you know, triple duo, right? However you call it.
Right. You know, when you talk about Jadeveon Clowney, was that the right decision in hindsight to make that selection?
I mean, you know, the Texans made that year in 2006 with Mario Williams. They made the same type of picks. Mm-hmm. That was the year that I came out, and they probably believe they can get another guy who can team up with J.J. Watt, who can be dominant, just as dominant as J.J. Watt, and they can create a force on the defensive line. But, you know, I don't think they can go back and look back and say, we shouldn't have made that pick. We should have made this pick. They have to go with what they have. They got to play the cards that they dealt, and maybe over the years, Jadeveon Clowney can be the guy that they projected him to be.
Well, he is impressive, no doubt about that. And he was the big, sexy name right at the top of the list, wasn't he?
No doubt about it. You know, he made his name off that hit, that one hit. And actually, in college, I didn't watch him as much. You know, once I saw the hit, I started keeping up with him a little bit.
Yeah.
But that hit definitely put him out there. So, you know, he's got to live with that forever.
Okay, so as we give an injury update, what about Dwayne Brown? What are we seeing from him? What do we know?
Dwayne Brown, I'm not for sure exactly when he's going to come back, but he's progressing well with a broken thumb. As an offensive lineman, you have to be able to use your hands. You know, you're doing a lot of punching, sliding, punching those quick guys coming off the edge. But I think he should be making a return back in a few weeks.
Okay, we're talking about the Houston Texans right here on Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends always start early. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And we also want to let you know we have updated things on our podcast page. Go check out podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab and you can listen to all of our shows from the past. We always have such great guests, of course, like Chris Taylor, who is joining us in studio. So what is, as you step back, you kind of just size up what in the world's going on, the cold. Colts, the Texans, they played on Thursday night. But, I mean, what kind of a job is head coach Bill O'Brien? What kind of job is he doing?
I think he's going through a lot right now. He's taking a lot of criticism. He's blaming himself for everything. You know, obviously it starts at the top. It starts with the head coach. But I think he can't blame himself for everything. I mean, these are professional athletes. At some point, they have to go out there and play the game the way it's supposed to
be
played.
Take responsibility, yes.
Right, and it's hard for me because Billy O'Brien was the quarterback's coach when I was in New England. So I know the type of guy he is. I know the hard worker he is. The first guy in the building, last guy out. Literally, that's who he is. And I know the work that he put in, and I hate to see them struggling like this. But the team got to get behind them and really start playing the way they're supposed to be playing.
You know, when he first came on board here in Houston, I had the opportunity to meet him. Seems like a really nice guy. What was he like as a coach?
I mean, he's a fiery guy. I mean, guys got into it with him. You know, he doesn't mess around, and he's just passionate about what he does. But off the field, you know, he's a nice guy off the field. But on the field, he's going to get in you.
Okay, so let's talk about – you're talking about the Patriots. Talk to me about my Dallas Cowboys. No apology there. I mean, I love the Cowboys.
Now listen, the Dallas Cowboys are the Dallas Cowboys. They're America's team. They have Greg Hardy coming back. You know, so
that's good news.
Right, they're pretty excited about that, and they still have to get that running game right too with Joseph Randall and Darren McFadden. They're going to need their running game to really pick things up with Tony Romo not being in there. And when Tony Romo's there, everything seems to click. The return of Dez Bryant, maybe he'll come back after Week 6. Hopefully, he can come back and really start putting a spark into that offense.
You know, you bring up a great point because when we talk about quarterback Tony Romo, I mean, some had questioned, you know, how valuable is he really to the Cowboys? And then when he is out, I mean, it does prove that point, just what he means to the team.
Oh, Tony Romo is very valuable. When you look at his stats are up there with all the other elite quarterbacks. But, you know, he always seems to make mistakes during crucial situations, which kind of blows everything else up. Like, oh, he's a horrible quarterback, but that's not the situation. Tony Romo is a great quarterback. He just tends to make bad decisions in bad situations.
Okay,
tough situations.
Talking about bad decisions, what do you think about the execution of Brandon Weeden?
Brandon Weeden, you know, he's
come
a third,
on, bring it. Just tell me. Listen,
I feel like Brandon Weeden is not a horrible quarterback. You know, he's a backup quarterback.
He's got a personal losing streak of 10 straight losses.
But it's not all him. You know, there are 11 men on the field.
Then who's responsible, Chris?
It's not Brandon Weeden.
Then who is it?
It's the team as a whole. You know, these guys got to come up and get around this backup quarterback. It's just like when you any other sport. If you have a guy that's not normally in there, you have to make the great play. You got to make the catch that you normally don't make. You got to, on defense, you got to make the tackle, the shoestring tackle that a guy might break away. You have to pick up your games in other areas to help your quarterback out.
Okay, so do you think that Matt Cassel, he should get a shot? Why not? I mean, they're coming off a 6-point loss against the Saints.
I mean, I think you have to give Weeden a few more opportunities just to see what he can do, but you have to have him on a short leash. If he can't do anything, they said Matt Cassel is picking up the offense pretty fast, so if he can't, if Brandon Weeden can't make something happen, you got to go ahead and put Cassel in the game. You have to.
Oh, you do. Hey, I love this guy, Chris Taylor, former NFL running back with the Texans, the Patriots, and the Saints, producer right here at YSR. We also want to encourage you to go to his website, SoSports.com. Recruiting services, very good stuff on there. And I know you are a proud alum of the University of Indiana.
Indiana University.
Excuse me, Indiana University.
Yeah, no, a lot of people make that mistake. A lot of people make that mistake, but it's okay. You know, we played great last week against Ohio State. You know,
a game that went down to the wire.
Went down to the wire, trying to shock the world. Kevin Wilson, the head coach, is doing a great job over there in Indiana. I think this is his fifth year there, so he had the time.
And he was an Oklahoma guy.
Right, he's an Oklahoma guy. He had the time to get his guys in. See, you have to give these coaches time to get all their guys in. And he's really doing a great job, and hopefully they'll play Penn State on Saturday, and hopefully they'll pull out a victory against Penn State. That'll be a big game.
I stand corrected. You're so funny. Indiana University. Well, let me tell you this. Let me jump here and tell you this. Yeah. We don't say University of Oklahoma. We say the University of Oklahoma.
Now, listen, I understand that. I say the Indiana University, too. Even though we lost a lot of ball games, you know, I'm happy to see that the football team is finally, you know, they're turning things around and hopefully make the state of Indiana basketball and football.
You know what's interesting is just how much the perception of the Big Ten Conference has changed. You look at what's going on with Michigan. I mean, Jim Harbaugh has done a fabulous job with turning that program around.
Right, he's done a great job over there. I think they're 3-1, 4-1, so he's doing a great job in Michigan, Ohio State, obviously. But let's put Indiana in that category. Let's put Indiana.
You're trending in the right direction.
We're trending in the right direction. I'm going to always be a loyal Hoosier, and I'm always root for them, and I'm just excited to see them doing well.
Do you go back to Bloomington very much?
I have haven't been back since I graduated, actually, and I'm trying to get back to a game this year.
That's
but
a
it's
great
tough.
Campus. I've been there many times.
Oh, it's crazy. Because coming out of high school, I originally committed to the University of Cincinnati. And Indiana called, and they wanted me to come on a visit. And I didn't even know Indiana had a football team, to be honest with you. I just knew Indiana as the basketball
right,
state.
Right.
So I went to the campus, and the campus is like something off of a movie.
It's true.
And I loved it. I saw the schedule. At the time, I didn't know anything about conferences. I didn't know SEC, Big Ten. I didn't know who were in what conference. So I saw the schedule, and they were playing against Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Penn State. I'm coming.
Yeah, I'm coming.
And I decommitted from Cincinnati. Of course, they weren't happy about it. And that's a whole nother situation. That's a whole nother situation.
That's a whole other segment.
Yeah, that's a whole nother segment of that situation that happened. But I made the right decision, and I'm glad I made that decision.
Absolutely, you did. And went on to a terrific NFL career. Chris Taylor has been with us tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. An honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And we will definitely have you back soon.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here at hour number 2 at YSR.